Lawyer Ahmed Sibir represents 28-year-old artist Dua Parik Muhammad Ahmed and four of her colleagues. He says while the young artists were rehearsing at an art studio in Khartoum last month, some neighbors complained about the noise and physically assaulted Ahmed and her friends. When police arrived on the scene, they only arrested the artist even though they were being beaten by a mob. Sibir says a judge in Central Khartoum Primary Court found Ahmed and her colleagues guilty of causing public annoyance and disturbing public safety and tranquility, two articles under Sudan's criminal law.
Based on those, they sentenced them to 2 months in prison plus a fine of 5,000 Sudanese pounds. If you don't pay the fine, you serve another month in prison consecutively. They were transferred to prison and Dua was sent to the women's prison in Omdurman.
Hal Al-Karib, a member of the executive committee of the Sudanese Women's Union, says the ruling was biased against Ahmed because of her gender and says the legal language used to convict the five is murky.
It's not well defined and it let the judge and the police and all the security people to say this is annoying and this is not annoying. And on the other hand, there is a lot of violence happened to Dua and her friends inside the police station.
Al-Karib and Sibir say Ahmed was physically assaulted at the police station and denied access to medical care for the injuries she sustained. Sudan's transitional government needs to reform the country's security sector and should reform law enforcement's sweeping powers, according to Al-Karib.
The security men and all the security sections need a real modification to suit this transitional period and our ways to democracy. The transitional period after 1 year the change is still now working by the hands of the previous regime.
Sibir says the judgment against Ahmed and her friends was flawed and did not follow due process. He says the defense team will appeal and try to get the ruling overturned.
We are going to appeal the ruling, and I think we have enough to go on. In addition, we will get access to the case file to know what circumstantial evidence the judge based his ruling on so that we can challenge it.
Al-Karib says the Islamist ideology of ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir still controls Sudan's judiciary and law enforcement. Her organization is calling for the immediate release of all five artists through the engagement of higher levels of Sudan's judiciary. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.